Hey, what's up, world? This is Lifestyle Coach Atoya, and I'm super excited that you're joining me on today on The Bold New Living. It's been a minute kicking back and relax with you guys on The Bold New Living. And today's topic I want to discuss to you is something that I did on yesterday. All right. So after 5 a.m. prayer, yesterday was my day off. I went to a park, and I'm often finding parks to go and relax. And I was walking around and I heard these words: "You're doing great, Mary Beth." That was so cute. "You're doing great, Mary Beth." And when I looked around, I'm like, "Who's Mary Beth?" That's the only thing that I can think of. Who's Mary Beth? So I looked over to my left, and it was this sharp older woman, looked like as if she was in her 80s, and she had on her tennis outfit, legs showing, and she was ready to rock and roll and run and do something that an 84-year-old probably can't do. I'm just kind of guessing her age, but she was a little bit older. But the beautiful things of that, it opened my eyes to what lifestyle is all about, is that it's not the matter of age, but a matter of what you're doing with your time and what you're fulfilling your time with, and how you're shaping your body and shaping your mind, and what you're truly, truly trying to do with your time. So one of the greatest things that I want to talk about today is really carving out time to do some activities for your body. As I said, I believe life is given by style is created, and a lot of time we are just waking up, some of us, and we're just letting life goes with the flow, and we do whatever we want. We do anything that, there's no time sensitiveness or any time urgency of the things that we want to accomplish. And sometimes we look before the day's done and we're like, "Oh, this is time to relax or go on social media," but it's time to kind of get some productive living done. So productive living has to do with everything that you're doing with your time. Has everything to do with what kind of plans that you're going to do and how you're going to do it and how you're going to live intentionally as well. Creating a blue lifestyle blueprint is a vital, important component of living your best life now, because now not only that you have a vision, but you have a plan for your vision. In Abaca, it talks about writing the vision, make it plain for those who may read it, may run with it as well. And one of the first four things that I've pulled out from that scripture to help you apply to your practical live life is that there's a lot, just a side note, there's a lot of scriptures in the Bible, and just God in itself just want to speak to you as the Holy Spirit does to me a lot of time as a commentary to teach me how to really, really sharpen up my day and really do something different. So one of the things that the Lord is teaching me is that God wants to do life with you, and that is important, that when you make him be ahead of your life, you'll see life different for you. But in these scriptures, one of the four things that I pulled out from this scripture is that you need to write your vision. Write it down. The second thing, the Bible said you need to make it plain. That is the action plan area. What are some details in that particular thing, purpose on what you want to do? What are some steps that you're going to take to do it? And he also said that you may read it, go back and read over your plans and make sure that you didn't miss any details, but just to read it so that it could be a constant reminder in your mind about the goal and the objective that you want to do on a daily basis. Another thing that you need to do is run with it. God is saying, wake up and run. That's when you become a CEO that runs your life like a business. All right, so God has given us the business perspective of life, which is stand for bold. Business of life demands that when you wake up, you can win. You can wait, pray, and manage your life in a new perspective, in a new way. Remember that to balance your life in three common areas: spiritual, personal, and professional, and that something great will happen when you begin to put your life in order and get your balance back. I'm Lifestyle Coach Atoya with another segment with Bold New Living. Stay at the top and don't leave there. Hey, what's up, world? This is Lifestyle Coach Atoya, and I'm super excited that you're joining me on today on The Bold New Living. It's been a minute kicking back and relaxed with you guys on The Bold New Living, and today's topic I want to discuss to you is something that I did on yesterday. All right, so after 5 a.m. prayer, yesterday was my day off. I went to a park, and I'm often finding parks to go and relax. And I was walking around and I heard these words: "You're doing great, Mary Beth." That was so cute. "You're doing great, Mary Beth." And when I looked around, I'm like, "Who's Mary Beth?" That's the only thing that I can think of. Who's Mary Beth? So I looked over to my left, and it was this sharp older woman, looked like as if she was in her 80s, and she had on her tennis outfit, legs showing, and she was ready to rock and roll and run and do something that an 84-year-old probably can't do. I'm just kind of guessing her age, but she was a little bit older. But the beautiful things of that, it opened my eyes to what lifestyle is all about, is that it's not the matter of age, but a matter of what you're doing with your time and what you're fulfilling your time with, and what you're how you're shaping your body and shaping your mind and what you're truly, truly trying to do with your time. So one of the greatest thing that I want to talk about today is really carving out time to make to do some activities for your body. As I said, I believe life is given by style is created, and a lot of time we are just waking up, some of us, and we're just letting life goes with the flow, and we do whatever we want. We do anything that, you know, there's no time sensitiveness or any time urgency of the things that we want to accomplish. And sometimes we look before the day's done and we're like, oh, this is time to relax or go on social media, but it's time to kind of get some productive living done. So productive living has to do with everything that you're doing with your time. Has everything to do with what kind of plans that you're going to do and how you're going to do it and how you're going to live intentionally as well. Creating a blue lifestyle blueprint is a vital, important component of living your best life now, because now, not only that you have the vision, but you have a plan for your vision. In Abaca, it talks about writing the vision, make it plain for those who may read it, may run with it as well. And one of the first four things that I've pulled out from that scripture to help you apply to your practical live life is that there's a lot, just a side note, there's a lot of scriptures in the Bible, and just God in itself just want to speak to you as the Holy Spirit does to me a lot of time as a commentary to teach me how to really, really sharpen up my day and really do something different. So one of the things that the Lord is teaching me is that God wants to do life with you, and that is important, that when you make him be ahead of your life, you'll see life different for you. But in these scriptures, one of the four things that I pulled out from this scripture is that you need to write your vision, write it down. The second thing, the Bible said you need to make it plain. That is the action plan area. What are some details in that particular thing, purpose on what you want to do? What are some steps that you're going to take to do it? And he also said that you may read it. Read it, go back and read over your plans and make sure that you didn't miss any details, but just to read it so that it could be a constant reminder in your mind about the goal and the objective that you want to do on a daily basis. Another thing that you need to do is run with it. God is saying, wake up and run. That's when you become a CEO that runs your life like a business. All right, so God has given us the business perspective of life, which is stand for bold. Business of life demands that when you wake up, you can win. You can wake, pray, and manage your life in a new perspective, in a new way. Remember that to balance your life in three common areas: spiritual, personal, and professional, and that something great will happen when you begin to put your life in order and get your bounce back. I'm Lifestyle Coach Atoya with another segment with Bold New Living. Stay at the top and don't leave there. Hey, what's up, world? This is Lifestyle Coach Atoya, and I'm super excited that you're joining me on today on the Bold New Living. It's been a minute kicking back and relaxed with you guys on the Bold New Living, and today's topic I want to discuss to you is something that I did on yesterday. All right, so after 5 a.m. prayer, yesterday was my day off. I went to a park, and I'm often finding parks to go and relax. And I was walking around and I heard these words: "You're doing great, Mary Beth." That was so cute. "You're doing great, Mary Beth." And when I looked around, I'm like, who's Mary Beth? That's the only thing that I can think of. Who's Mary Beth? So I looked over to my left, and it was this sharp older woman, looked like as if she was in her 80s, and she had on her tennis outfit, legs showing. And she was ready to rock and roll and run and do something that an 84-year-old probably can't do. I'm just kind of guessing her age, but she was a little bit older. But the beautiful things of that, it opened my eyes to what lifestyle is all about, is that it's not the matter of age, but a matter of what you're doing with your time and what you're fulfilling your time with, and what you're how you're shaping your body and shaping your mind and what you're truly, truly trying to do with your time. So one of the greatest things that I want to talk about today is really carving out time to make to do some activities for your body. As I said, I believe life is given by styles created, and a lot of time we are just waking up, some of us, and we're just letting life goes with the flow, and we do whatever we want. We do anything that, there's no time sensitiveness or any time urgency of the things that we want to accomplish. And sometimes we look before the day's done and we're like, oh, this is time to relax or go on social media, but it's time to kind of get some productive living done. So productive living has to do with everything that you're doing with your time. Has everything to do with what kind of plans that you're going to do and how you're going to do it and how you're going to live intentionally as well. Creating a blue lifestyle blueprint is a vital, important component of living your best life now, because now, not only that you have a vision, but you have a plan for your vision. In Abaca, it talks about writing the vision, make it plain for those who may read it, may run with it as well. And one of the first four things that I've pulled out from that scripture to help you apply to your practical live life is that there's a lot, just a side note, there's a lot of scriptures in the Bible, and just God in itself just want to speak to you as the Holy Spirit does to me a lot of time as a commentary to teach me how to really, really sharpen up my day and really do something different. So one of the things that the Lord is teaching me is that God wants to do life with you, and that is important, that when you make him be ahead of your life, you'll see life different for you. But in these scriptures, one of the four things that I pulled out from this scripture is that you need to write your vision. Write it down. The second thing, the Bible said you need to make it plain. That is the action plan area. What are some details in that particular thing, purpose on what you want to do? What are some steps that you're going to take to do it? And he also said that you may read it. Read it. Go back and read over your plans and make sure that you didn't miss any details. But just to read it so that you can, it could be a constant reminder in your mind about the goal and the objective that you want to do on a daily basis. Another thing that you need to do is run with it. God is saying, wake up and run. That's when you become a CEO that runs your life like a business. All right. So God has given us the business perspective of life, which is stand for bold. Business of life demands that when you wake up, you can win. You can wake, pray, and manage your life in a new perspective, in a new way. Remember that to balance your life in three common areas: spiritual, personal, and professional, and that something great will happen when you begin to put your life in order and get your bounce back. I'm Lifestyle Coach Latoya with another segment with Bold New Living. Stay at the top and don't leave there. Hey, what's up, world? This is Lifestyle Coach Latoya, and I'm super excited that you're joining me on today on the Bold New Living. It's been a minute kicking back and relax with you guys on the Bold New Living. And today's topic I want to discuss to you is something that I did on yesterday. All right. So after 5 a.m. prayer, yesterday was my day off. I went to a park, and I'm often finding parks to go and relax. And I was walking around and I heard these words: "You're doing great, Mary Beth." That was so cute. "You're doing great, Mary Beth." And when I looked around, I'm like, who's Mary Beth? That's the only thing that I can think of. Who's Mary Beth? So I looked over to my left, and it was this sharp older woman, looked like as if she's in her 80s, and she had on her tennis outfit, legs showing. And she was ready to rock and roll and run and do something that an 84-year-old probably can't do. I'm just kind of guessing her age, but she was a little bit older. But the beautiful things of that, it opened my eyes to what lifestyle is all about, is that it's not the matter of age, but a matter of what you're doing with your time and what you're fulfilling your time with, and how you're shaping your body and shaping your mind, and what you're truly, truly trying to do with your time. So one of the greatest things that I want to talk about today is really carving out time to make to do some activities for your body. As I said, I believe life is given by styles created, and a lot of time we are just waking up, some of us, and we're just letting life goes with the flow, and we do whatever we want. We do anything that, there's no time sensitiveness or any time urgency of the things that we want to accomplish. And sometimes we look before the day's done and we're like, oh, this is time to relax or go on social media, but it's time to kind of get some productive living done. So productive living has to do with everything that you're doing with your time. Has everything to do with what kind of plans that you're going to do and how you're going to do it and how you're going to live intentionally as well. Creating a blue lifestyle blueprint is a vital, important component of living your best life now, because now, not only that you have a vision, but you have a plan for your vision. In Abaca, it talks about writing the vision, make it plain for those who may read it, may run with it as well. And one of the first four things that I've pulled out from that scripture to help you apply to your practical live life is that there's a lot, just a side note, there's a lot of scriptures in the Bible, and just God in itself just want to speak to you as the Holy Spirit does to me a lot of time, as a commentary to teach me how to really sharpen my day and really do something different. So one of the things that the Lord is teaching me is that God wants to do life with you, and that is important. And when you make Him be ahead of your life, you'll see life different for you. But in these scriptures, one of the four things that I pulled out from this scripture is that you need to write your vision, write it down. The second thing, the Bible said you need to make it plain. That is the action plan area. What are some details in that particular thing, purpose on what you want to do? What are some steps that you're going to take to do it? And he also said that you may read it, go back and read over your plans and make sure that you didn't miss any details, but just to read it so that you can, it could be a constant reminder in your mind about the goal and the objective that you want to do on a daily basis. Another thing that you need to do is run with it. God is saying, wake up and run. That's when you become a CEO that runs your life like a business. All right, so God has given us the business perspective of life, which is stand for bold. Business of life demands that when you wake up, you can win. You can wake, pray, and manage your life in a new perspective, in a new way. Remember that to balance your life in three common areas: spiritual, personal, and professional, and that something great will happen when you begin to put your life in order and get your balance back. I'm Lifestyle Coach Latoya with another segment with Bold New Living. Stay at the top and don't leave there.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.